It's 11 trivia questions on food and drink. How well do you know sodas, appetizers, and random meats? This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. Comes out every single day. If you like trivia, if you like answering questions, if you like playing along with podcasts, this is the show for you. We are on 328 episodes into our year-long run. We are getting very close of doing this show every single day for a year. And we did it once a week and then twice a week before that. So it's about another 100 episodes to check out before the daily edition. And maybe you found this show listening to other trivia shows like Trivial Warfare or Pod Quiz or just other podcasts that I've appeared on. Maybe the Fully Posable Wrestling Action Figure podcast. Maybe my friends Breaker and Bane with the Breaker and Bane Power Hour. Maybe you've just kind of stumbled onto the word trivia and you're like, oh, there's podcasts about that. If any of those things happen to you, welcome aboard. You can hit subscribe for new episodes every single day. And if you like the show, leave it a nice 5-star review on iTunes so more people find it. That would be so cool of you to take a couple minutes to do that. If you want to play live trivia with me, go to triviawithbuds.com. You can see all my locations. You can see special events like our Harry Potter Trivia Night coming up on May 31st. 60 tickets sold, 40 remain. That's in a big banner at the top of triviawithbuds.com. And also there's different videos and blogs and things on there for you to check out as well. We just did a real fun video called The Beer Wizard, where I walk into Last Name Brewing in Upland, California, and I'm dressed as a wizard, and I turn different things into beer with a giant keg stem as like a wand, which is like the center of the keg that pumps the beer upwards. So check out that video. It's on Facebook. It's on Last Name's page. It's on Instagram. Ryan Buds, RyanBudds, on just about everything if you want to follow me on social media. Today was a long Sunday for me. I'm posting this episode late in the day, and depending on where you live, you might not get it till Monday morning. But hey, don't worry, I'll post another one tomorrow as well. I had a long day doing a bunch of stuff, running around, setting stuff up, dropping stuff off, a couple of meetings about sponsorships for the show, which would be very cool. If you want to sponsor the show in any way, you can drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Getting some good numbers on the podcast. And if you're local to Southern California, I can promote you on my trivia answer sheets and bingo cards at all these events for about 500 people a week if you add up all the locations on a weekly basis. So I could definitely do that for you. And again, just drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com. But I was running around doing that. I did an event for the Canine Youth Alliance, which is my third year in a row doing that. My friend Melina used to play trivia with me at a winery in Sunland, California, and she hired me to do this event a couple years ago. Went well, did it again last year, and now here we are with year three. This year it was in Brentwood, UCLA, Santa Monica kind of area, and we did it at a place called the Cabo Cantina. So it's a good time. Cabo Cantina actually donated all the food and drink for this charity event, and there were probably 50, 60 people there. So that was pretty generous, and I had a good time there hosting some trivia and giving away some prizes. If you have a charity event coming up just like that one, drop me a line and hit me up on the contact form on triviawithbuds.com. We'll make something happen for you that'll be memorable and fun for your friends, family, and coworkers. And if you played live trivia with me somewhere, I'd love for you to leave me a Yelp review. That would be so nice of you to do that. And those help me book a lot of different parties and things all over the country. So go to Yelp and search Trivia with Buds. You'll find it pretty quick. All right, guys, we're going to jump into today's episode. It's all about food and drink. Okay, I'm going to ask you stuff about soft drinks and foods and appetizers and meats, and you're going to answer these questions. This was from a round that I used last week, and come out of this week, if you're playing live trivia with me, I think I'm going to do an all kind of showbiz style week. So we might do something on directors, on TV, on movies, on actors, on actresses, that kind of stuff. So if you're into that kind of thing, come play live trivia with me, and check every Monday morning for all the rounds for the week, a couple of sample questions, a video that you can watch with a hidden question in it, and the ability to RSVP for a bonus point to any live trivia or bingo event. TriviaWithBuds.com. Okay, we're going to jump into these 11 questions on food and drink right now. Let's see if you're hungry or thirsty. Here we go. Food and drink question number one. What soft drink used the slogan "more bounce to the ounce" in the 1950s? Question number one. What soft drink used the slogan "more bounce to the ounce" in the 1950s? Question number two, Piqual, Frontoyo, and Calamon are all types of what food? Number two, Piqual, P-I-C-U-A-L, Piqual maybe, Frontoyo, and Calamon are all types of what food? Question number three, what ingredient is a non-alcoholic bar syrup characterized by a flavor that is both tart and sweet and by a deep red color? Number three, what ingredient are we talking about there? Deep red in color. Question number four, an Arabic term derived from the Turkish for rotation is what dish, roughly equivalent to the Greek gyro, the Turkish doner kebab, and the Mexican tacos al pastor? Number four, what is that term that we're looking for? Number four. Question number five, Voss, V-O-S-S, is a brand of bottled water made in what country? What country makes the bottled water Voss? Number five. Question number six, what nut is typically in a Waldorf salad? Number six, what nut is typically in a Waldorf salad? Question number seven, what juice drink has had Coastal, Pacific, and Splash Cooler flavor names? Number seven, what juice drink has had Coastal, Pacific, and Splash Cooler flavor names? Question number eight, what was the original flavor of cream inside a Twinkie? Number eight, what was the original flavor of cream inside a Twinkie? Question number nine, what larger company owns the Mellow Yellow Soda brand? Number nine, what larger company owns the Mellow Yellow Soda brand? Food and drink number 10, what Asian dish is also a hit System of a Down song? What Asian dish is also a hit System of a Down song? And question number 11, what single day of the year ranks as the number one day for pizza consumption in the world? What day does the world eat the most pizza? All right, my friends, those are your questions for food and drink. Go grab yourself a nice beverage or a nice giant steak. And we'll be back in just a second with the answers. Here we go, food and drink. I just ate, 30 cookies on the way home. I was in the mood for something sweet, and I didn't want like a dinner, so I bought myself a box of cookies, which I do from time to time. And I eat like, a third of the box on the way home. So this was, I think, a 48-pack of cookies, and they're kind of smaller, but they're fresh-baked from a store called Stater Brothers. And I ate the entire middle section, so a third of 48, whatever that is. It's more than 12, because that would be a fourth. I must have ate 15, 16 cookies. It was crazy, and that was my food and drink for the rest of the night, maybe half of tomorrow. But here we go. Number one, what soft drink used the slogan "more bounce to the ounce" in the 1950s? That was Pepsi. Now, if you've listened to this show before, you know I'm a Pepsi guy. I do like Coke products, and I like a Coke and a Cherry Coke, but I do enjoy Pepsi as well. And the answer was "more bounce to the ounce," Pepsi, number one. Number two, Piqual, Frontoyo, and Calamon are all types of olives. That's right, olives, a food that I will never have a part of for the rest of my life. I just think they're gross. It's like a salty grape. Who wants a salty grape? Number three, what ingredient is a non-alcoholic bar syrup? Grenadine, deep red in color, grenadine. Number four, an Arabic term which is derived from the Turkish for rotation is shawarma. They eat it at the end of the Avengers. Remember that? Shawarma. Number four. Never heard of it until then. Number five, Voss is a brand of bottled water made in what country? Norway. That's a tough question unless you follow bottled waters. Norway comes in a giant glass bottle. Looks like a Pringles can kind of shape. It's very tall and kind of like a giant cologne sample. It's got like a gray top and it's very skinny. Number six, what nut is typically in a Waldorf salad? That would be a walnut. That's a good salad. It's got apples in there. Waldorf. Number six, walnut. Number seven, what juice drink has Coastal, Pacific, and Splash Cooler flavor names? Those were all Capri Sun varieties. I think those all taste the same. If you gave me a taste test, I don't know if I could derive one from the other. Capri Sun. Number eight, what was the original flavor of cream inside a Twinkie? It was banana. Banana cream, not just the white cream, but banana in those little pound cake style cakes. Number nine, what larger company owns Mellow Yellow? That would be Coca-Cola. A lot of people guessed that for the first one this week, but it was Coca-Cola. And number 10, what Asian dish is also a hit System of a Down song? Chop suey, with an exclamation point, if you want to make sure it's exact. It is chop suey with an exclamation point. And for 2 points, what single day of the year rates as the number one day for pizza consumption in the world? Some people guessed Pi Day. Some people guessed New Year's. Halloween was a weird one. It's actually Super Bowl Sunday. People are bringing pizzas everywhere. Super Bowl Sunday. So there you have it. Those are your 11 new facts to share with the world. Food and drink trivia on today's podcast. Hit subscribe for new episodes every single day. And if you want to support this show, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and check out all the reward tiers. All rewards have been mailed out as of a couple days ago. So if you are looking for something, check the mail. You should be getting it very soon. We got magnets. We got buttons, we got stickers, we got shirts and books all headed your way. And thank you so much for your support. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. We'll see you more this week with all kinds of great stuff coming up on the Trivia with Buds podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you later. Cheers.